Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. We truly want to give God all praise, honor, and glory for being who he is. This is truly the day in which the Lord has made on this, praise God, day that is the 11th of November, 2021, praise God, where we celebrate on this day, Veterans Day. Amen. All those who have served in our armed forces, whether it be that of the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or however you may have served in the armed forces, God bless you on this day. My wife as well is a retired veteran, so as myself, and we do truly honor and give God praise for having the opportunity to have served our country. Amen. And we once again thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus for taking time on this day to hear the Word of God. We do thank those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and praise God, even into our archives. Praise God. But even yet, before I go even further than that, and foremost, give all praise, honor, and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, acknowledging the Lord God as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the name of Jesus. Almighty Lord God is whom we praise and whom we serve in Jesus' name. Praise God. I also want to honor my wife. Yes, my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I truly thank God for my wife, for she labors diligently taking care as we both look after our elderly mother and our elderly sister-in-law. And we thank God for our opportunity to care and advance in the quality of life for those that are elderly and older than ourselves. We ought to give blessings and praises to those that have reached ages of 97 and 87 and older. So praise God. We thank God for the blessing of those days and those years on today. Once again, we give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Amen. Praise God. We thank those that are listening there in South Korea. Amen. As we always mention, they're very diligent in listening onto our radio station here for the Bible readings, praise God, and even to the ministry on Sundays when we come with the word. But then we also acknowledge those, praise God, that are in Jamaica, praise God, and those that are in South Africa, amen, yes. And we also acknowledge, of course, in Canada, we thank God for our neighboring country, Canada, that we thank God for them and the support they have in David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And before we go any further, let's have a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, we come once again, Father God, saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. And thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you shared upon us, allowing us the opportunity to see that of another day. This opportunity that you've given us, we thank you. This opportunity that you've given us, we give you praise. This opportunity you've given us, we take advantage and do all of what you call for us to do on this day. In Jesus' name, we thank you as we give you praise, as we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. I see you out there, Minister Andrew Orlander. Praise God, out of Los Angeles, California. God bless you. God bless your wife. God bless your baby. Amen, your entire family. We God bless each and every one of you. We truly, once again, come forth on today. We say God bless you, Eddie Shaw. Out there in Chicago, I see you in the nursing homes where we also share our word out there. And we thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and Twitter, and even into our archives. We come forth today out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39. That's Ezekiel, chapter 39. Amen. Let us read. Ezekiel, chapter 39. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief of prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back. I leave but the sixth part of thee, and will call thee to come up from the north part, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will call thee arrows to fall out of thine right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds in every sort, and the beast of the field to be devoured. So will I make my holy name known. Thou shalt fall upon open field, and I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord and the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is a day whereof I have spoken, and they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the sheath and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the handstaves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. They shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it came to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place thou of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noise of the passengers, and thou shalt stop there they bury Gog and all the multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. In 7 months shall the house of Israel be burning of them, and they may cleanse the land. Ye, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown in the day of death shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. Then they shall say of continual employment, passing through the land and bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, that cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search, and the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign, dead. Tell the bears have buried it in the valley of Hemon Gog, and also the name of the city shall be Himana. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Thus saith the Lord God, speak unto the every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side in my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you. Even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes on the earth, of rams, of lambs, and goats, and bullocks, all of them fatlings in Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men and with all men of war, the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So this house of Israel shall be known that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for the iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hide I my face from them and gave them into the hand of the enemies. So fell they all by the sword, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name, so that they have borne their shame, and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dealt safely in their land, and none made them afraid, when I have brought them against from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies, and land, and sanctified in them in the sight of my nation, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them into their own land, and have left none of them anymore there. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 12th day of the month, and the 14th year after that, the city was, and the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and brought me to said that. In the vision of God brought he me unto the land of Israel and set me upon the very high mountain by which was as the frame of the city on the south. And he brought me thither. And behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in a gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and bear with thy ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee. For to the intent that I might show them into thee art thou brought hither, declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel, and behold a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long by the cubit and a handbreadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Then came he unto the gate which looketh toward the east, and went up the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad. If every little chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits, and the thresholds of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. He measured also the porch of the gate within 1 reed. Then measured he the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and the post thereof 5 cubits, and porch of the gate was inward, and the little chambers of the gate eastward were 3 on that side and 3 on the other side. They 3 were on the 1 measure, and the post had 1 measure on his side and on that side. And he measured the breadth of the entry of the gate and the length of the gate 13 cubits. The space also before the little chambers was 1 cubit on this side, and on the space was 1 cubit on the side, and on the little chambers was 6 cubits on this side and 6 cubits on that side. He measured then the gate from the roof of 1 little chamber on the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. He made also a post of 60 cubits, even unto the post of the court round about the gate, and from the face of the gate of the entrance unto the face of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits, and there were narrow windows to the little chambers, posts within the gate round about, likewise to the arches, the windows round about inward, and upon each post were palm trees. Then brought he me into the outward court, and lo, there were chambers and a pavement made for the court round about. 30 chambers. Pavement by the side of the gates over against the length of the gates was the lower pavement. Then he measured the breadth from the forefront of the lower gate into the forefront of the inner court, without 100 cubits eastward and northward. And the gate of the outward court that looked toward the north, he measured the length thereof and the breadth thereof. and the little chambers thereof were three on this side and three on that side. And the posts thereof and the arcs thereof were after the measure of the first gate. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth 5 and 10. And their windows and their arches and their palm trees were after the measure of the gate that looked toward the east. And they went up unto it by 7 steps, and the arches thereof were before them. And the gate of the inner court was over against the gate toward the north and toward the east. And he had measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. After that, he brought me toward the south. And behold, the gate toward the south and was measured, the posts thereof and the arches thereof, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about, like those windows, the length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and the arches thereof were before them, and it had palm trees, one on this side and another on that side, upon the post thereof. And there was a gate in the inner court toward the south. And he measured from gate to gate toward the south in 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. He measured the south gate according to those measures, and the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And the arches round about were 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And the arches thereof were toward the outer court, and palm trees were upon the posts thereof, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures, and the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof were according to those measures. And there were windows thereof, and the arches thereof round about it was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad, and the arches were there, were toward the arches were caught. The palm trees were upon the posts thereof on this side, and on that side, and the going up to it had 8. And he brought me to the north gate, and measured it according to these measures. Excuse me. The little chamber thereof, the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, and the windows that are round about, the length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits, and the posts thereof were toward the outward court. The palm trees were upon the posts thereof on the side and on that side, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And the chambers and the entries thereof were by the posts of the gate, while they washed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side, and 2 tables on that side to slay thereon the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering. Side without, as one goeth up to the entry of the north gate, were 2 tables and won. The other side, which was at the porch and the gate, where two tables, four tables were on this side, and four tables on that side. By the side of the gate, eight tables were upon the, they slew their sacrifices, and the four tables were on him stone for the burnt offering, for a cubit and a half long, and a cubit and a half broad, and a cubit high, whereupon also they laid the instruments wherewith they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And within were hooks and handbrods, fastened round about, and upon the table was the flesh of the offering. And without the inner gate were the chamber of the singers of the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate. And their prospect was toward the south. One at that side of the east gate having the prospect toward the north. And he said unto me, this chamber, who for the priests, the keepers of the chains of the house, and the chambers whose prospect is for the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the north of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, among the sons of Zebai, which come near to the Lord to minister unto him. So he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad for its far, and the altar that was before the house. And he brought me to the porch of the house and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits this side and 5 cubits on that side, and the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits and the breadth 11 cubits. And he brought me by the steps whereby they went up to it, and there were pillars by the posts, one on this side and 3 on one on that other side. Chapter 41, Ezekiel. After he brought me to the temple, I measured the post 6 cubits broad on one side and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits. And the size of the door was 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits and the breadth 20 cubits. Then went inward and measured the post of the door 2 cubits and the door 6 cubits. And the breadth of the door 7 cubits. So he measured the length thereof 20 cubits and the breadth 20 cubits before the temple. And he said unto me, this is the most high place. After he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits. 4 round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house for the side chambers round about, that they might have hold. But they had not hold in the wall of the house. And was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chamber, for the winding about of the house went still toward upward around about thy house. Therefore, the breadth of the house was filled upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber of the highest by the midst. I saw also the height of the house round about the foundations of the side chambers for a full reed of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chamber without, was 5 cubits. On that which was left was the place of the side chambers that were within. And between the chambers was the wilderness of 20 cubits round about the house of every side. And the doors of the side chamber were toward the place that was left. One door toward the north, and another door toward the south. And the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. Now, the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, in the length thereof 90 cubits. So he measured the house 100 cubits long in a separate place, and the building with the walls thereof 100 cubits long. Also, the breadth of the face of the house and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building over against the separate place which was behind it, and the galleries thereof on the one side, and on the other side, 100 cubits, with the inner court and the porches. The doorpost and the narrow window and the galleries round about on the 3 stories over against the door, sealed with the wood round about, and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. To that above the door, even unto the inner house, and without, and by all the wall round about within the without, 5 measure. And it was made with the cherubim, a palm tree, so that the palm tree was between the cherub and the cherub. And every cherub had 2 faces, so that the face of the man was toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of the young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. It was made through all the house round about. From the ground up to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple, the post of the temple was squared, and the face of the sanctuary of the one as the appearance of the other. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length thereof 5 cubits, and the corner thereof, and the length thereof, and the walls thereof were of wood. And he said unto me, this is the table that is before the Lord. The temple of the sanctuary had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 leaves apiece. And turning leaves, 2 leaves for the one door, and 2 leaves for the other door. And thou were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, like as were made upon the wall. And there were thick planks upon the faces of the porch without, and there were narrow windows and palm trees on their one side, and on the other side, on the sides of the porch, and upon the side chambers of the house. I'm Big Queen. Chapter Ezekiel 42. Then he brought me forth into the outer court, the way toward the north. And he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, and which was before the building, toward the north. Before the length of the 100 cubits was the north door, and the breadth was 50 cubits. Over against the 20 cubits which were for the inner court, and over against which was for the outer court, was gallery against gallery, and 3 stories. Before the chamber was a walk of 10 cubits breadth inward, a way of 1 cubit, and their doors toward the north. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these in the lower, and then the middlemost of the building, for they were in 3 stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the court. Therefore the buildings were straightened more than the lowest, and the middlemost from the ground. And the moat wall that was without over against the chambers, for the outer court on the forefront of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. For the length of the chambers that were in the outer court was 50 cubits, and lo, before the temple were 100 cubits. And for under these chambers was the entry on the east side, as one goeth into them from the outer court. The chambers were in the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east, over against the separate place, and over against the building. And the way before them was like the appearance of the chambers which were toward the north, as long as they, and as broad as they, and all their goings out were both according to their fashions and according to their doors. Parting to the doors of the chambers that were toward the south was a door in the head of the way, even the way directly before the wall toward the east, as one entered into them. Then said he unto me, the north chamber and the south chamber, which are before the separate place, they be holy chambers, where the priests that approach into the Lord shall eat the most holy things. There shall they lay the most holy things, and the meat offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When the priest enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place into the outer court, but there shall lay their garments wherein their minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people. Now, when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me forth toward the gate, to the gate whose prospect is toward the east, and measured it round about. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds. With the measuring reeds round about, he measured the north side, 500 reeds. With the measuring reed round about, he measured the south side, 500 reeds. With the measuring reed, he turned about to the west side, I measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He measured it by the four sides and hide it wall round about 500 reeds long and 500 broad to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Ezekiel chapter 42. This is Thursday, praise God. Once again, this is Veterans Day, and we do want to thank God for maintaining the commitment of reading God's holy word. Amen. And we will, as always, continue to bring forth the word of God. Amen. Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And as always, we truly want to give God all the praises, all of the honor, and all of the glory. Because, you know, apart from God, we can do nothing. But through those who are remaining committed to hearing his word of God and the commitment in supporting our ministry, God bless each and every one. We thank you. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
although they've said never trapped you, I want you to know